Do you listen to WIG Radio? It's the best online radio with all-round gospel content, and it's live 24/7. Gospel of entrepreneurship, Achievers Airplane, Happy Hour, Kingdom Mondays, Praise and Passion. Let's talk about it. Morning Drive, Morning Gist, and lots more. On www.wigradio.com. WIG Radio. Our programs are set to take you from where you are to where you ought to be. You can call into our programs on +234 816 444 5960 and interact with us via twitter.com/WIG Radio or facebook.com/WIG Radio. Download WIG Radio mobile app for Android, BlackBerry, and Apple devices from different stores online. WIG Radio, reaching the world with good news, transforming lives globally.
Everyone says glory. Yes, Lord, we declare your glory to continue to rest upon this meeting. And Lord, I ask of you, God, I indeed cause my tongue to be like the pen of a writer, describing the things you have revealed, the things you are doing, the things you have done, and the things you yet to, Almighty God. Let that be at entrance of your word once again. In Jesus' name, I pray. Let's put out glory. Let's shout glory. Let's have our seat. Let's have our seat. I trust the Lord to help us in this short session. Because of time, I would like to mention some scripture. I want us to go and read for ourselves later. I only read two passages of the Bible, but the others to go and read them, because I'll be speaking in the context of those scriptures. And you can write down Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. To 24. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22 to 24. Let's go and read that. And then let's read Isaiah chapter 6, the old chapter. Isaiah chapter 6. And then the book of Ezekiel. We read chapter 1, please. You can go and read that too. I'll be speaking in context of that in the short minute I have. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 28, I believe. And then chapter 10 as well. Ezekiel chapter 10, 1 and 10, full chapters. Let's try and read them. And then let's read Hebrews 9, verses 1 to 5, primarily. Book of Hebrews chapter 9, verses 1 to 5. And then we can also read Hebrews 10, verses 19 to 22. Hebrews 10, verses 19 to 22. But I'll read from here, Revelation chapter 4. Revelation 4. And I read from verse 1. After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first word which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he who sat there was like jasper and sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance, like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, voices, seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which were the seven spirits of God. Verse 6, before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures. Okay, you say four beasts, but what beast don't really capture the original translation is four living creatures or living ones. Hallelujah. Shall living creature or living ones. Now, you can say that we're four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. Verse 7. First living creature was like a lion. The second living creature like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. Let me just pause there. Verse 6 is talking about they have eyes within, full of eyes within. Then let me read to us 1 Corinthians 14. We'll just read that to us. Verse 26. I then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you at a psalm, at a doctrine, at a tongue, at a revelation, at an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. I just want to help you in the few minutes I have to speak by revelation and interpretation. Hallelujah. And so just follow me carefully and follow the Lord as he speaks to us. Now this is a crucial meeting that we need to understand what God is doing. Wherever I get to, in what he will permit me to share, I will pause. And then if also my time is up, I will also pause. Hallelujah. The Lord, by his mercy, 16 days ago, you know, gave me access into this all in the spirit realm. And that access, it should be things that will begin to happen in this meeting. And that will happen beyond the events of this meeting. And so, I had access to see kind of angelic operations in this meeting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for the sake of us to understand, the teenagers that I've been aware of since last year, and then by their activity, I call their name. By their activity, I will call them a revival angel and an equipping angel. Hallelujah. Revival angel, what? An equipping angel. Let me just say something on that briefly. Revival angel is responsible, you know, for men having personal revival that make them to be people that lead societal revival. It's the kind that creates hunger and thirst for you to actually journey into the secret place. It puts an hunger into you that you start to seek the Lord in prayer. And so most time, you know, when you start to see fire on your altar of prayer, you start to see yourself, you know, having this drawing to pray. This drawing to pray. This drawing to pray is the work of the revival angel around. Hallelujah. And you will see there's been an emphasis, a strong emphasis from yesterday on prayer. You will notice that. On prayer. Because why? There's a call for men to come to where? The secret place. It's not Pastor Dele came. He also talked about prayer and that witness. So I'm saying as a third witness that whatever is happening in this meeting is this. If your altar has lost fire, you can't leave this meeting without a revival. Because God is putting fire on your altar. Now, the angel is in our midst. Are we together? It's one of the angels dispatched specifically for this 2019 ABM. And his work is not just for this meeting alone, it's not this meeting. Hallelujah. I want us to notice that. Amen. The equipping angel equips. Now, one of the things that God will be releasing, not to be released, that's already happening already. That I was talking about observation yesterday about the lead, you know, talking about aliens. But this dimension of strange creative miracles. What do I call it? They say strange creative miracles. Now, to really get this, I have to share one example that really, you know, touched my heart about one of our mentors. Actually, a mentor to our mentors. You know, you have to understand what God has done in time past in our nation. I'm talking about a Nigerian and what they have worked in. Now, listen, this man prayed for a man who had his leg amputated. Say amputation, not short leg. Say amputation, not short leg. Say this amputation. It's not from the knee, but the thigh. Say thigh. Shout thigh. Touch your thigh. Sorry, go on, I'm talking about. You know, close to your hip. Are we together? Now, you pray for this man. Listen. Listen. Say to even pray. Is audacity. You don't get it? Can you see that I'm going to pray? That is a breakthrough mind. And when he prayed, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. The leg grew and grew and grew. Full leg grown. So that is a wonder already. Now, to put on it, the trouser grew with the leg. You don't get it. You don't get it. Now, to know that this is God, you already know it's God. But somehow, to really put the fear of God in, God puts you on top of it. Same as the other one. Hello. He's not in a dream. Hello. He's not a fable. Hello. He's a mentor to, you know, our mentors. Are we together? Shout, that is too much. Now, tell your neighbor, greater things will yet be done. Say like a minute, greater things will yet be done. I'm saying, that kind of mantle is being released in this meeting. Now listen. That's why there's a strong cry of the spirit for prayers, for secret place dwellers. Hello. I pray that God opens our understanding in Jesus' name. And so I saw the location of the angels in the meeting. as it were, but right in the midst of us, somewhere around the center there, not far from the protocol that is standing there, right there, I saw living creatures, living ones, but I saw more like was the cherubims of glory. Now understand, cherubims of glory are another order of celestial angels and beings, as it were, that guard the presence of God. Are we together? Are we together? In the tabernacle of Moses, he was told to build according to what he saw on the mount. Actually, what Moses built in the earth, he saw it in the reality of it. Are we together? And so there's an outer court of that temple, but not staying there. So I'm going to talk about that today. But it's the holy place of that temple. And much more, is the most holy place of that temple. Now, in that most holy place, there's only one piece of furniture in the Old Testament. The Ark of Covenant. Inside which is what? Golden pot of manna. Aaron's rod that budded. And then we have there the two tablets of stones. And then on top of that ark is the two cherubs. Cherubims facing each another. And God in the midst of that glory. Are we together? But you know, if you move to the New Testament, the altar of incense, which was in the holy place, the three pieces of preparation in the holy place, altar of incense, table of shewbread, the seven golden candlesticks, are you with me? As he moved into the most holy place. Hello? Because Jesus is the real altar of incense. And after his burial, death, resurrection, his ascension, and glorification, what happened is the intercessor stand before the Father, ever interceding for you and me. He's there in the midst of us. Listen, angels are not only in charge of this meeting, the Lord Himself is here. He's there, He's there, and He's moving amongst us. He's there, He's there, as we gather in His name. Yes, He's there, He's there, and He's already walking a wonder. He's there, calling you to come up either. I say He's here, He's calling you, He's saying to us, come up here, yes, come up, come up, come up. There is a door open in heavens, and He's saying, come up here. Yes, 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 He's here calling you to come up here. He's here calling you to come to the place of the secret place. It's the place of His face. It's a place of an expression of hundredfold fruitfulness in ministry. A place of coming to maximum in destiny. A place of rising. A place that you stand as glory bearer in the earth, representing Him accurately. Representing Him accurately. Hey, He's here just for you and me alone. Taya 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 ha ta ta ga da ga da ba da ga da ba di ege de ege le ge le ge le ge e freto so froto so froto so froto waves of glory, waves of glory, waves of glory, because He's here, He's here, He's here, not just angels, not just celestial beings, He's here in our midst, He's here in our midst. Ayaya bado bado bada gadi gadiya atata tiya tiya exact my place e talantele talanto do kalanga da gadiya do shia is here. I say is here, I say is here. Aya budo budo bo 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 baba aya gasu sabu susu samandaye. Waves of spirit of prayer, waves of spirit of prayer, waves of spirit of prayer and supplication. Be imparted, be imparted. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire. Ay, 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 of the altar of prayer lives. Fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire. Ay, 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 God, who's the body, 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 will exalt your name. Will exalt your name. You are the King of glory. We honor you. We honor you. For the days we are in, for the days yet to come. For the days we are in, for the days yet to come. Yes, Lord, we honor you. Amen. Amen. Let's have a seat. Just help people beside you. There are gentle waves of the Lord in our midst. Because it's moving in our midst. Listen. In scriptures, when Isaiah saw him in chapter 6, he said, the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. He saw his train filling the temple. They saw, you know what they call seraphims, facing one another, already shouting, holy, holy, is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of his glory. As I was echoing, was saying the mind of the Lord to the seraphims. As I was talking number 14, when the Lord said, as truly as I live, the earth will be filled with my glory. And David picked that when I was praying for Solomon. When David said, let the earth be full of glory. This ended the prayer of David, son of Jesse, Psalm 32. So I now pick that up. And like what Habakkuk said, that what is missing is the knowledge of his glory. That the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as waters come out of the sea. Habakkuk 2. And then Paul was writing, and he said, this glory is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. Corinthians 4, 6. In the face of Jesus Christ, the Lion of Tribe of Judah, that has the likeness of the cherubims, with faces like lion, anointing of an apostle, boldness to pioneer, boldness to pioneer, a place beyond fearlessness. Jesus, we're told by the fathers that the book of Matthew showed his face like that of a lion, revealing him as the King of Kings, the Son of David. Are we together? His face is marked as the ox, the obedient one, the sacrificial one, the true servant. Hallelujah. In Luke, being traced the genealogy to Adam and being the last genealogy in the scriptures, because it's not only the last Adam, it's the second man starting a new race of men. New race of men, heavenly men, men have borne the image of the earthy, we yet bear the image of the heavenly one. Hallelujah! And in John, the face of the flying eagle. But listen, in Isaiah 6, Isaiah was not just starting ministry. He was not just being commissioned. He was being shifted. And that's what Apostle Sam was doing yesterday. A shift, a shift, a shift. Better put, an upgrade in the spirit. In this meeting, God is upgrading us. Yeah. To come into the things that eyes have not seen. That ear have not heard. The heart have not perceived. But prepare for them who love God. As I said, those who wait for him. People of the secret place. And so, God moved Isaiah into a new ministry. Ministry from the oldest of all. Are we together? Tell them there's a ministry. There's a ministry from the outer court. In that realm, a believer's life fulfills ministry 30-fold productivity, the good ground. Say, in the holy place is a ministry or working destiny and fulfilling it as a witness in 60-fold. Say, but there's much more. There's a realm called 100-fold. In that realm, Jesus said, it is finished. In that realm, say, in that realm, Jesus said, it is finished. Say, in this realm, we will say like Paul, we will not die as debtors. So Paul said, I finished my course. It's a realm of living in total fulfillment of our call. Hallelujah. Because of time, I'll just tell one thing and leave the rest. I mean, God knows this will be the end. I don't believe he's spending too much time. When necessary. Listen, in that most holy place, the altar of incense, we can't overemphasize prayer. But please, don't just talk about prayer. Pray! Pray, 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 pray! Don't just talk about prayer. Do what? Pray. Tell your neighbor, pray. Pray. It's time to stop discussing prayer. Time to pray. Time to pray. And when we pray, don't ask for mundane things. Who is here that will ask for his community? Who is here that will ask for Abeokuta? Who is here that will ask for West Africa? Ask of me, the nations of the earth, for inheritance. Jonah said, give me Scotland or I die. Who is there that will cry, God, anoint me with fire to redeem men from LGBT community? Who is there? Who is there? Who is there? Who is there? With a cry, with a cry, with a cry, with a cry. The contents of our prayer will change this to come. Because we start to pick his body, the body of his dad, in the secret place. Are we together? Listen, 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 listen. I told someone, I said, if all this problem that you're talking to me about now solves now, what will be your prayer point? Some of us, if there's no problem, you have no energy to pray because there's no prayer point. But this thing, God is shifting us. As a witness, you have prayer points. As a witness, you have reason to tarry. As a witness, you have reason to wait upon the Lord. And then the ark, talks about Aaron's rod that budded. Listen, there was argument, and Moses said, people should bring out their rod. And overnight, Aaron's rod grew without being planted. Budded and bear almond fruits. Hey! God told Isaiah, what do you see? He said, I see. He saw a tree of an almond tree. He saw an almond tree. I'm going to tell you, I will hasten my own to perform it. It's the days of collapsing of time. Divine acceleration. Divine acceleration. Divine acceleration. Divine acceleration. And that's what that God released yesterday to Apostle Stephen. Are you aware of that? So please, tell somebody, if you have been careless from this moment, behave yourself. Hello? Is there a meeting to be careless? Maybe you just thought, they invited me, let me just come. You just find that you are here by mistake. No, you are numbered to be here. Listen, I was a witness to this meeting for this meeting. You know, Pastor Lee said, 0802, new beginning, 16, 2 times 8. 16 days at the revelation. It's a new beginning for so many people here. New beginning. New beginnings. New beginnings. New beginnings. The tablet speaks about you and me being epistles for Christ. I went to yesterday, there are two Bibles. Are we together? Do you remember that? My prayer is that indeed, you become the Bible yourself influence. You become the epistle yourself influence. So I want to be very careful. You know, at times, you know, we need to understand that at times God needs to give us a revelation of what he's doing in our midst. So know what's happening in the spirit. Listen, we are more than this number in this place. Hello. As men of God will open their eyes, you will see myriads of heavenly hosts all over. We are more. We are more. There are things I'm not permitted to touch. But we are more. We are more. We are more. And the other part is the manner. One of the things of the manner is this. Man will only by what? Tread alone. I stood them in John chapter 8. And then Jesus said that in Matthew. And he look, but by what? Every word that proceeds at what? Out of God's mouth. So have the tongue of the learned that can speak a word to the weary and nurture them. You must have your ears awakened Monday by morning to the preceding word. And that 50. Listen, there are people here that you start to enjoy a daily download of communion with God by virtue of this meeting. And lastly is this. I need three people to just round up. Three people, please. I want to just do a demonstration of three people, please. Just three, any three people, please. I want to explain something. So if either dwelleth in the secret place, just three people. Of the Most High, who abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, what Jesus was talking about? He was talking about the most holy place. Because why? It is the angels that cast the shadow. Hello? They are important. They cast the shadow. Are we together? Now, Solomon, that Pastor Lee told us about, said money is what? It's a defense. To who? He who is under the sun. The attacker is under the sun. Are we together? So for the man who is walking under the sun, you are in the list of resources. Which is what? Money is your defense. Are we together? To the person who sees the sun, wisdom is the defense. Who sees the sun? From the only place you can see the sun. Hello. At best, you can only move in the dimension of sixfold creativity. But in Isaiah chapter 5, he said, and the glory shall be a covering. Glory is the defense for the man that dwells in the sacred place. Same Monday, 30-fold. At best in destiny. Same morning, 30-fold. At best in destiny. Same wisdom, 60-fold. Say, however, the man with wisdom access money. Shout glory. Say, man with glory access wisdom and money. Listen. In this we are in, I say wealth transfer is both wealth creation and wealth transfer. And to happen in the glory realm. It's not going to be based on money as resources. Say glory. Glory is the dimension of God called true riches. And in this meeting, that is already being imparted and will yet be imparted. Sir, thank you, sirs. Let me just say this. There is a strong mantra of creativity in the atmosphere. Because we are entering days of people that will be witness in entrepreneur, as entrepreneurs, as entrepreneurs. It's part of what God is releasing this moment. Because of time, I want to pause here. I want to pause here. My belief is this. This is enough to get you serious. In case you have not been serious for the remaining session. My job is not to say what he has done already. And what he's doing. And what we yet do. And much more beyond this meeting. We will wait upon the Lord.
His fullness of joy and our strength will be restored.
Yes, Lord.
As we wait.
Let's take one time. Let's take one more time. Yes, Lord.
We will wait upon the Lord.
But as a place of sight, the place
presence,
of seeing the invisible, the place of hearing the inaudible, the place of exciting, the intangible for the days to come.
Will be restored.
Yes, Lord. And the place of soaring as the eagle. In that place you walk and you do not faint. You run and will not be weary. That's the realm.
Upon the Lord.
Let's go. Father, will exalt you. We'll exalt you. And we ask that you continue with us. You continue with us. So I'm asking of you, God, that the download and the resource of heaven dispatch from your warehouse for this meeting. For us in diverse ways, that no one will miss their portion as you cause your word to build us up and give us the place among them that are sanctified, working our own inheritance. We'll exalt you in Jesus' name.
Put your hands together for the Lord. All right.
Wow, do you know that with WIG Radio, your products and services can reach millions of people across the world?
Yeah, your songs and broadcasts can also reach people from over 110 countries.
WIG Radio is what you need for your live broadcast,
song promotion,
audiobook recording,
jingles production,
advert placement,
audio broadcast of programs and events.
And that comes with red carpet.
And lots more on WIG Radio.
What are you still waiting for? Hurry now and contact advert at wigradio.com or check us out on www.wigradio.com.
You can call us on +234 818 278 7706.
+234 818 278 7706. WIG Radio.
Reaching the world with good news, transforming lives globally.